This week in Michigan football history, brought to you by Wolverine Beer. Here's mvictors.com's Greg Dooley.
This week, we look back to September 18, 2004, when Lloyd Carr's 17th-ranked Wolverines returned home after a tough loss in South Bend. A crowd of 109,000 welcomed the Aztecs of San Diego State and their heralded dark side defense. The Aztecs were no stranger to major Big Ten opponents, having fallen just short to Ohio State 16-13 in Columbus the year prior. The teams lit up the scoreboard in the first half, with San Diego State finding the end zone on their opening drive. Michigan didn't waste time countering as Carr decided to test the Aztec secondary on the very first play from scrimmage.
Play action fake. Henny looking to throw. Deep right sideline. Braylon Edwards open behind the secondary. Has it at the 20, 15, 10, 5. Pulls away from a defender. Touchdown, Michigan. 54 yards. Henny to Edwards on the first offensive play.
A Garrett Rivas field goal put Michigan up 10-7. And then the Wolverine defense made one of its biggest plays of the season when senior Roy Manning penetrated the Aztec offensive line.
Third down, 9 to go from the 10-yard line. Dugalicki straight up under center. He's got Borns as the only setback, fakes the draw, drops the throw. Here comes Manning from behind, strips the ball. It's picked up by the Wolverines, and it's going to be a Michigan touchdown. What a play by Roy Manning to strip the football, and then it was Lawrence Reed who picked it up from about 7 yards out and ran it in.
The Aztecs tallied another score in the second quarter to go up 21-17, but that was all the Maize and Blue defense would surrender on this day. Early in the second half, Henny found Edwards again, this time on a 7-yard strike, and this proved to be the last score of the game. The question coming out of the Notre Dame game was how Michigan would fill the void at running back left by All-American Chris Perry. The answer came in the form of the 5'9", 190-pound freshman Mike Hart. Despite being a highly decorated high school star, Hart was lightly regarded by major programs but found a home in Ann Arbor. Clearly, Lloyd Carr saw something in the diminutive tailback who was asked to shoulder the running load for the rest of the day. All told, Hart grinded away 121 yards on 25 carries, and Michigan fans were introduced to their replacement for Chris Perry. The other headliner of the day was the man in the number one jersey, Braylon Edwards, who in the second quarter passed Marquise Walker to become the all-time receptions leader in Ann Arbor in the 24-21 Michigan victory. With the running back question solved and Henny growing into the quarterback position, Michigan rambled through the schedule, running off 7 straight victories and earning a share of the Big Ten title and a trip to Pasadena. Michigan finished 9-3, ranked 12th in the coaches' poll, while 4 Wolverines earned All-American honors. Henny and Hart were just getting started, rewriting Michigan record books over the next 3 seasons before ending their careers in Ann Arbor with Lloyd Carr in the brilliant 41-35 victory over Florida in the 2008 Capital One Bowl. For more, check out WTKA.com and MVictors.com. For the KeyBank Countdown to Kickoff, this has been Greg Dooley.